The weather has been quiet today across eastern New York and western New England. It sure was nice to see some sunshine after some gloomy days. The sun has faded a bit this afternoon as a veil of high clouds has worked in, and so the sky has gone to kind of a milky appearance during the afternoon. Those clouds will continue to thicken and lower this evening, and we are going to see a round of wintry weather later tonight into the day tomorrow. By Northeast standards, this is not going to be a big deal. Snow amounts are not going to be particularly impressive, but there is going to be enough snow and ice to result in slippery spots late tonight into the morning hours of tomorrow, so plan for some extra travel time for your morning commute. So I mentioned it's not going to be a big snow event. We'll probably end up with about 1 to 5 inches on average across the area. Amounts will be generally light in and around the capital region and point south in the Hudson Valley. The snow amounts will be a little bit heavier in the higher elevations surrounding the capital region and also across the North Country. So we're going to see snow come in probably late evening for areas to the west of Albany, so through the Catskills, Mohawk Valley. By midnight or so, we'll see snow develop in the capital region, and the snow will overspread the entire area before tomorrow morning. Now, by tomorrow morning, we will already start to see a transition from snow to an icy mix, eventually over to rain, especially from the I-90 corridor on south. So by morning, we'll have a mix of ice and rain along and south of I-90. It'll snow across the North Country. And as the morning moves along, that icy mix will transition over to rain and drizzle. Though across the North Country, it'll probably stay largely snow through the morning hours before wrapping up tomorrow afternoon as some scattered snow showers. In the Albany area, we'll see that icy mix go over to rain pretty early. There will be a few slippery spots, though, early on, so keep that in mind. And then a little bit of drizzle or a passing snow shower tomorrow afternoon. So temperatures tomorrow will warm. We'll be up into the 30s during the day tomorrow. Then following the storm, it will turn sharply colder for Friday and Saturday, so it'll actually feel like wintertime for at least a couple of days. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, mostly cloudy with snow developing after midnight, lows in the 20s to around 30. For tomorrow, morning snow, tapering to snow showers during the afternoon, with highs in the low 30s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. For tonight, cloudy, with snow developing late this evening, lows in the upper 20s to around 30. Tomorrow, morning snow and wintry mix, tapering off to some snow showers during the afternoon, with highs in the low 30s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, cloudy with snow developing, changing to an icy mix, lows in the low 30s. Tomorrow, an early icy mix changing to rain and drizzle, highs in the upper 30s to low 40s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. For tonight, snow developing around midnight, changing to an icy mix late, low around 30. Tomorrow, an early icy mix changing to rain and drizzle, with highs in the upper 30s. Region-wide on Friday, partly sunny with a few scattered snow showers, breezy and colder, with highs in the single digits and teens north, near 20 in the Capital Region and in the 20s south. And on Saturday, partly sunny and cold, with highs in the teens and 20s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.